Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
Cardi B and Nicki Minaj almost got into a fight during one of the galas at New York's high-end fashion week. Now, Cardi says Nicki talked badly about her mothering skills and it just crossed the line. Well, Cardi, babe, you crossed the line, having to be taken out of an event in your red gown with buttocks exposed? Really? Nicki, of course, was shielded by bodyguards, one of which clocked Cardi, oops, upside the head. Oh, and then there was the Serena meltdown with the U.S. Open also in New York. Now, Serena Williams' claims of sexism in the U.S. Open final have now been backed by the governing body of women's tennis. The WTA chief executive, Steve Simon, said that the umpire showed Williams a different level of tolerance over Saturday's outburst than if she had been a man. Are we surprised? Anyway, she got a code violation for coaching, a penalty point for racket abuse, and a game penalty for calling the umpire a thief in the defeat by Naomi Osaka. Serena says it was sexist to have been penalized an entire game. The WTA believes that she's correct and there should be no difference in the standards of tolerance provided to the emotions expressed by men versus women, Simon said in a statement. Well, you know what? I hope they walk the walk and not just the talk on this one. And here on the West Coast, it was a whole lot easier, and it was a great weekend for John Legend, who became the 13th person in history to win an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony Award, affectionately called an EGOT. John took home the Technical Emmy Award for Jesus Christ Superstar, of which he starred in and produced. And you know, we are on the countdown to the Primetime Emmys, which take place next Monday night on NBC. This year's host with the most will be Colin Jost and Michael Che. You know they're going to bring their own brand of funny. And then there's the fact that a record high of 29 black actors have been nominated, destroying last year's 2017 number of only 19 nominations. Well, you can go to AURN.com for a complete list of all of our folks being honored. And yes, we will be there on the red carpet, tweeting live, backstage, tweeting live, getting lots of video and sound. And you'll be hearing more about this all this week. And so for all of these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanya Hollywood and at AURN.com.